Ever feel like you're caught in this weird pressure cooker of responsibility?
Yeah.
Like you're constantly being pulled in a million different directions.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Today, we're diving deep into a topic that affects a lot of people, that whole sandwich generation thing.
Right, where you're trying to raise kids and care for your aging parents at the same time.
And yeah, we're going to talk about how to handle all that without, completely losing it.
It's a balancing act for sure.
So let's just start with the basics. What is the sandwich generation anyway? Is there like a membership card?
Well, I haven't gotten my membership card yet.
Right.
But it basically describes those adults who are kind of sandwiched, right? Between caring for their kids and their parents.
Okay. So it's not just like a funny term people throw around. It's an actual like demographic group.
Yeah, it's a real thing. And it's becoming more and more common, especially as people are having kids later in life and lifespans are increasing.
Makes sense, and I imagine it comes with a whole set of unique challenges.
Oh, absolutely.
So where do we even begin with this?
Well, I think it's helpful to break it down into two main parts.
Hmm.
The caregiving for aging parents side of things,
Okay.
and then the whole parenting while caregiving aspect.
Right, because you're dealing with two very different sets of needs.
Exactly. And they both can be really demanding in different ways.
Let's start with the aging parent side then. What are some of the big things people should be prepared for there?
Well, I think one of the biggest challenges is simply coming to terms with the fact that your parents are getting older
Yeah, that's tough.
and they might need more help than they used to.
Yeah, emotionally, I imagine that can be really difficult to process, both for the parent and for the adult child.
Right. It's like this role reversal starts to happen
Yeah.
where you were used to relying on them,
Right.
now they're relying on you.
Yeah, and it's not just emotional either.
No, not at all.
There's often a huge practical component to it,
Absolutely.
like
Yeah.
helping with things like doctor's appointments.
Yeah, medications. Maybe even personal care if their health is declining, those sorts of things.
And then there's the whole financial aspect to consider.
Oh, right, which is a whole other can of worms.
Because caring for aging parents can get expensive fast.
It can, and a lot of people don't realize that until they're right in the thick of it.
So, like, what are some of the things people should be thinking about on the financial side?
Well, long-term care insurance is a big one.
Yeah.
You know, if your parents need to move into assisted living or require in-home care, those costs can add up really quickly. And
Right.
it's much better to have a plan in place sooner rather than later.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, of course, there are the everyday expenses to think about too.
Like groceries and medications.
Exactly. And all those things can put a real strain on your finances if you're not prepared.
And that's not even factoring in the potential emotional toll
Right.
of having to have those tough conversations with your parents about their finances and their future care.
Absolutely. Those conversations are never easy,
Yeah, no doubt.
but they're so important to have.
Okay, so we've got the aging parent side. What about the other half of this sandwich? The parenting part.
Right, because now you're trying to navigate all of this while also raising your own kids.
And kids are no walk in the park.
No, they are not.
They require a lot of time and attention
Constant attention.
and energy. How
Yes.
do you balance those demands with the needs of your aging parents?
Well, it's definitely a juggling act, and there's no one-size-fits-all answer.
Right. Every family dynamic is going to be different.
Exactly. But I think one of the most important things is to remember that your kids are watching.
That's a good point.
They're seeing how you're handling all of this stress and responsibility.
And learning from it.
Exactly. So, in a way, it's an opportunity to model some really important life lessons for them.
Like resilience and empathy and the importance of family.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's actually a really beautiful way to look at it.
Yeah, try to find the silver linings.
Okay, but realistically speaking,
Yeah.
this is all incredibly overwhelming.
It can be, yeah.
So what advice do you have for people who are feeling completely stretched thin?
Well, first and foremost, self-care is absolutely crucial.
Okay, self-care, it's like the buzzword of our generation.
I know, right?
But I think it's worth repeating because it's so easy to neglect your own needs when you're busy taking care of everyone else.
Oh, it's so true. You can't pour from an empty cup.
Exactly.
So you have to make time for yourself, even if it's just for a few minutes each day.
What are some practical ways people can do that? Because I know for a lot of people in this situation, even finding 5 minutes to spare feels impossible.
Right. Well, it doesn't have to be anything elaborate. It
Okay.
could be as simple as waking up 15 minutes earlier to enjoy a cup of coffee in peace.
Before the chaos erupts.
Exactly. Or taking a quick walk during your lunch break.
Yeah, get some fresh air.
Right. Even just listening to your favorite song while you're doing the dishes can make a difference.
I like that those are all things that anyone can squeeze into their day.
Exactly. It's all about finding those little moments.
Okay, so self-care is key. What else?
Another big one is to build a strong support system.
Okay, talk to me about that.
Because you can't do this alone.
Right, it takes a village.
It does. So don't be afraid to reach out to friends, family, neighbors.
Anyone who can offer a helping hand.
Exactly, even if it's just someone to vent to.
Oh my gosh, yes. Having someone who can listen without judgment is so valuable.
It really is.
And let's not forget about professional help, too.
Right. There are therapists who specialize in caregiving issues.
In support groups.
Yes. Where you can connect with other people who are going through the same thing.
Which can be so validating.
It really can, because it can feel very isolating.
Yeah. You can feel like you're the only one going through this.
Exactly. But you're not alone.
So remember that.
Yes.
Reach out, get support, and take care of yourself.
Yes. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, folks, you have it, your crash course in navigating the sandwich generation.
We covered a lot of ground today.
We did. But the most important takeaway is that you're not alone in this.
Right. There are resources available.
And people who care about you.
So don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it.
That's it for today's deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
See you then.